Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually, I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego power contributes to difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways, how their weakened needs for power, control, and influence can often filter into the way they meet with people in general, not just family members or friends. These are the kind of interactions that may take place in work, school, play, recreational, social gatherings, or parties, and general public settings like stores and sporting events. The places that often involve dealing with acquaintances and strangers are those that we may loosely think of as friends. Our success in connecting with people in these broader social contexts has important implications for our social, emotional, and spiritual growth. It's this growth that allows us to experience a sense of peace and love for all people, regardless of their background, and whether we know them or not. Something that seems to be missing for many people. Think of some of the difficulties with civility you're seeing on the news. This is something many people are having trouble doing, which is having a harmful effect on the quality of their lives, and often the lives of the people they live with, because they often bring their social difficulties home with them. Failure to cultivate their social growth and ability to get along with people often sets the stage for mental health, marital, sexual, drug and alcohol, legal, and work adjustment difficulties. Social maturation has an important impact on emotional maturation. And that's why the first society we live in, our family, has a profound effect on our emotional development, for better or worse, depending on whether it's healthy, mildly dysfunctional, or significantly dysfunctional, with the latter involving lots of abuse or neglect, be it physical, emotional, mental, or sexual. This affects our ego energy and what we're bringing into the outside world, and whether we can continue to grow socially, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's why I consider it to be one of the important life areas, that is, the ability to interact or meet with people in healthy ways. Failing to do so will stop you from having a great life or even a good one. Your life is probably going to be poor or fair at best. I'll be looking at this difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways in this and my other programs, which are focused specifically on a particular ego energy and its impact on getting along with people, which for today's program will focus on lower ego power and its effects on one's ability to do so. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego energy into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy that's affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, even ourselves, which could stand some improvement, and sometimes a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to make use of all of our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, no matter what that happens to be, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity, affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths, truths we need to hear even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, so elusive for so many, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or the presence of mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that lower ego power has on the way a person gets along with people, particularly people they may know less well, like acquaintances and strangers, the people we most often meet in our lives. As a quick reminder, people with lower ego power often have difficulty with exerting influence and asserting themselves when this would be appropriate to do so. They often give others more permission to speak up, to express their ideas and opinions, than they can give to themselves. They often live much of their lives at a psychological and emotional distance from people. They've often been raised in families where they have been discouraged from doing so, often learning that people aren't safe because people in their family weren't safe to be with. So they often get little or no practice asserting themselves in their family home. They often learn that it's better to let someone else do the talking or be the leader, and that they should be the unquestioning follower. These earlier life experiences lay the foundation for low levels of confidence and difficulty believing in themselves that they often carry into broader social environments, be they work, school, play, recreational, and so on. They are overly deferential to others' wants and needs, while ignoring their own, putting others first, and placing themselves second. They have trouble saying yes to themselves, if it means saying no to others. They often treat themselves like a second-class citizen, and unknowingly they are sending that message to others that they can do the same. These are people who are prime candidates to be involved in abusive relationships where they're exploited and manipulated. They often come to believe that they deserve this treatment because the opinions of others matter more than their own. Even when people are trying to be supportive of them and encourage them to express their ideas and opinions, they resist opportunities to do so, because this takes them out of their passive, non-assertive comfort zone. We'll be mentioning more of the symptoms and ego stupidity often occurring for lower ego power people when they're having difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways during the rest of today's show. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these very difficulties, because there are over 8 billion people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of them are living in roles such as the conformist, the dependent, and the victim that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a lower ego power voice, meaning the mixing of your ego energy with your mind, is talking to and through you in your life when interacting with people. And here's the first symptom. You have difficulty asserting yourself, and you stay in the background when there are conversations and discussions taking place. And this is happening even when you think you may have something worthwhile to contribute. You kind of hold yourself back when you're in these situations. People with lower ego power have difficulty empowering themselves to take control in social settings by speaking up and asserting themselves, particularly when this involves people they don't know that well. Here are a few questions that may take you further into that particular symptom to see if it's applicable to you. Are you much more likely to be the passive observer and follower in most situations, social situations? You know, just sitting there listening but not really contributing or offering anything or feeling comfortable enough to do that. Do you have trouble giving yourself permission to speak up? Telling yourself that you should speak up. In a way, empowering yourself to assert yourself, to exercise some influence in the situation by voicing your ideas and beliefs. Do you resist efforts from others to have you participate more actively? So you're being invited. You're being welcomed to participate in the conversation, the discussion, or whatever is taking place, but you refuse to do so, failing to empower yourself or welcome or accept the invitation that others are giving to you. So when you think of these kinds of questions and the answers that you have, as well as the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to our next symptom. You tolerate disrespect from others, and you feel that you deserve this treatment if you have expressed weaker ideas and opinions. Again, you tolerate disrespect from others. You allow others to disrespect you, and may even feel that you deserve this treatment If by chance you've expressed something that may be incorrect or wrong or a weaker idea or opinion, people with lower ego power often think or often allow others to disempower them by being too concerned about what they may say or think, as well as giving them permission to disrespect them. Here are some questions that connect up with this particular symptom. Do you have trouble responding to destructive comments or criticisms? Meaning, reacting to or drawing a line, so to speak, as to what people can tell you or say to you or how they're saying it to you if they happen to disagree or dislike what you have to say. Being able to do that. People with lower ego power have more trouble drawing that line. Or do you take these destructive comments and criticisms at face value as if they're valid? Readily accepting that what other people say about you or about what your thoughts or words were or actions are valid, particularly if they're destructive criticisms or comments. Again, people with lower ego power readily allow others to further disempower them through accepting these often destructive and often inaccurate comments. Do you beat yourself up for having been wrong or misspoken? The lower ego power person, inconsistent with their feelings of disempowerment, may also engage in disempowering themselves through beating themselves up, attacking themselves for having said something wrong or misspoken in a public setting. So when you think of these particular questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to one more symptom before we take our first break. You feel safer around children or elderly people or mentally challenged people or animals than you do with peers or adults in your own age group. Again, feeling more comfortable, safer in these kinds of social experiences, whether they involve children or the elderly, people that are mentally challenged, and even animals, than you might feel with people maybe of your own age group. People with lower ego power are often looking for social experiences where the potential to be rejected is low or absent. So they want to avoid situations that can lead to them feeling even more disempowered than they may already feel. Here are some questions that connect up with this particular symptom. Do you prefer to spend time with people who are much younger than you are? And when I say much younger, I'm talking about at least 4 to 5 years younger than you are. Where there's a clear difference in the level of maturity and development. Or do you prefer to spend time with people who are much older than you? Particularly elderly people who may be perceived as less likely to judge you or to criticize you or make fun of you than people perhaps of your own age group? Or do you prefer to spend more time with animals than with people? Animals, in many respects, can be an alternative social experience that people with lower ego power enjoy interacting with. It gives them that chance to perhaps engage in some of the physical contact they might enjoy with another living being, as well as to interact through communication. And again, the potential for rejection is very low, which makes it a safer psychological and emotional and social experience for those with lower ego power. So when you think of these particular questions and the answers that you may have come up with, as well as the symptom, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some of the reflections of ego stupidity that are often occurring for those with lower ego power when they attempt to interact in social settings. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego power person's difficulties in healthily interacting with people. Some of these may seem odd, strange, or weird, but that's because you're not living in that ego energy. But for those with lower ego power, it often leads them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, which are affecting their ability to interact with people due to their lower level of ego power. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal when dealing with people, such as accepting being attacked or inappropriately criticized by others. And like the symptoms, they can become part of their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower ego power person is looking through to see what's taking place, what's really going on when they're working with and interacting with people. And they're intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect, as well as mentally stable people. Unfortunately, they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, lower ego power energy. And many times they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity that they're experiencing. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, which consists firstly of understanding what ego is and isn't. Understanding that ego is an energy, that it's our survival energy, and we make use of it throughout our lives. And also coming to understand what ego isn't, which is to understand that your ego doesn't have an intellect. It doesn't have the ability to think, and it doesn't think for you. You think for you, using the energy entering into your mind. Understanding that your ego doesn't have an awareness of itself, it doesn't have an awareness of you, and it doesn't have an awareness of God, as well as understanding that ego doesn't have intentions for you in terms of how your life should go or where your life should go. And I mention this because oftentimes people who write about ego insert these notions of an awareness of itself and you and God, as well as an intentionality that it doesn't really have. It's just an energy, but a very important energy. The second thing about ego medicine to understand is involved being able to tune into your ego energy, getting a handle on how much ego power is operating in your ego energy, how much ego flexibility and how much ego vulnerability. And this is not something that you're able to do on your own because this is new territory. It's completely unfamiliar. No one has ever put forth the notions that I'm expressing pertaining to ego energy and its composition. And you can do this through my website, through my books, and through these shows. And then the third ingredient or contributor to ego medicine is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, the ones that we created, not ego, and we replace them with those that are connected to truth and reality, human and divine. Truth truly frees us. I'm not saying that well, but truly frees us to be open to all that's available to us in our lives if we're willing to work with it and get to know it. So the next part of our show today deals specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine that involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego power often bring into their inner effort to interact and meet with people. Here's the first reflection. I need others to believe in me before I can believe in myself. Again, the thought, I need others to believe in me before I can believe in myself. This is a very disempowering thought that puts the control over what's going to take place in your life into the hands of others, so to speak. That is, that they have to believe in you before you can believe in yourself. And that's a non-reality-based thought, but it's a very powerful one. And if you cling to it, if you hang on to it, it's going to prevent you from doing many things in your life because of the failure to believe in yourself, even when others may not be believing in you. People with lower ego power are often filled with self-doubt and lacking self-confidence, and that's rooted in this absence of belief in oneself and also the disempowerment of thinking others need to believe in me before I can believe in myself, which is a non-reality-based thought. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, including thoughts like, I have to prove myself to others. I have to prove myself to others. So many people, particularly those with lower ego power, get caught up in this idea of dealing with people in a way that suggests I need to prove myself to them. And that is a non-reality-based thought. It's not a crazy thought. It's a commonly thought, but it's not true. You do not have to prove yourself to anybody else. Another thought is I need to meet their standards, that you have to meet other people's standards. Again, another non-reality-based thought that people with lower ego power get caught up with. And then there's this concern, well, if I don't meet their standards, how's it going to be? You know, for what I express, for what I say, what I do, just getting all caught up in that mess that you don't need to be caught up in because you don't need to meet anybody else's standards. And also a thought is, I'll never be able to just believe in myself. Sort of locking yourself into this idea that you just will never be able to believe in yourself. A non-reality-based thought, because we must come to a place where we can believe in ourselves and are willing to believe in ourselves. When your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that the only person who needs to believe in you is you. Now, if other people do that, well, that's good. That's gravy, so to speak. But the most important person you need to believe in you is you. But until then, when you're thinking that you need others to believe in you before you can believe in yourself and all the rest that I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to another reflection. People aren't interested in me and what I have to think or say or do. This notion that people aren't really interested in me and what I have to say or think or do. Something that people with lower ego power often think about people in the way they approach them. And in a way, what they're doing is they're superimposing the way they may approach themselves onto how others approach them. Again, a non-reality-based thought, because there can be and are often people who have an interest in maybe getting to know you and understand you and respecting your thoughts and ideas. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that often happens, including that people don't think I have anything to offer. People don't think I have anything to offer. Again, a disempowerment-related thought. No need to exert influence or control in my life or in my interactions with people. People don't think I have anything to offer. That's a non-reality-based thought. Another one, people think I'm less capable than they are. Basically thinking that people look down on them, that they look down on a lower ego power person, and that isn't necessarily the case. Many people have no thoughts one way or the other about one's capacities. But if we superimpose that thought on how those people are thinking about us, in the absence of healthy interactions and communication, we may go on and think that people think less of us rather than more. Again, a non-reality-based thought. People with who are intelligent, people who are spiritual, and people who are not mentally ill often think this, and that's the ego energy going on. And one more thought, people wouldn't be able to think I'm very capable. Again, it's kind of related to the previous one, that the idea that people wouldn't be able to see them as a very capable person. Again, a non-reality-based thought, people can be open to seeing us in the light of who we truly are and what our capabilities are, if we are willing to show and express them. When your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that people can be interested in you if you stop telling them in your thoughts and in your words and in your actions not to do so. So a lot of times people don't know it, but they're actually sending signals. They're sending messages telling people that they shouldn't be interested in them. They aren't conscious of that, but that's what they're doing. So until then, when you're thinking that people aren't interested in you or what you have to say or think or do and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is it's okay for people to disrespect me, or it's to be expected. Again, the thought is, it's okay for people to disrespect me, or it's something to be expected. In a way, that's normalizing the abnormal normal, that it's normal to be respected, or I should expect that. People with lower ego power are often repeating a lot of the early life history or family history in which they're which they expect their present to be like their past. You know, their past may have been one where people didn't expect very much out of them. They downloaded that approach to themselves into their mind, their hard drive, and then they bring it to, you know, out in how they deal with social settings and interactions. The people wouldn't expect that or respect me because, and they're often not respecting themselves, and that message is coming through. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into some additional ego stupidity, including that I'm being treated the way I deserve to be treated. There's actually this, again, abnormal thought that emerges, that gets cemented into the person's mind, that they're being treated the way they deserve to be treated, which is not true. Or that I'm not worthy of being respected as much as others are. This questions of one's worthiness start to take place. As well as this thought, people shouldn't be expected to treat me with kindness and support. That is, they shouldn't expect people to treat them with kindness and support. Again, it's possibly an echo from what the way they were treated when they were younger as kids. When your lower ego power is healing, you begin to realize that no one should be treated with disrespect, including yourself. But until then, when you're thinking that it's okay for people to disrespect you or that that's something to be expected and all of the rest that I've shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. Now I want to go on to some specific insights that are connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity that I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface. when it comes to difficulty in dealing with people for those experiencing lower ego power. They're insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here's the first one. Your lower ego power voice, that blending of your ego energy with your mind, is leading you to dumb yourself down in ways that others did from the past. So you're repeating something that often has happened in your past, often in the family when you were a child. It's leading you to overfocus on any of your weaknesses as if they define you. So let me say you have a learning disability, you're dealing with ADHD, and you blow that up and become a big part, a much bigger part of who you are in total than it should be and looked at as. It's leading you to underestimate your capabilities or to treat them as non-existent. It's as if they're not in your mind as existing, even though they are there, you're just not seeing them. And that's what lower ego power often does. And you carry them into your social experiences and you think of this less than, less worthy person than you truly are. And it's also leading you to repeat treating yourself the way other important people in your life did. And again, these are usually the people in your early developmental years, your childhood, your adolescence, who had constant access to you and could message you about things pertaining to yourself that as a child you did not have the effective ability to screen out and say, that's garbage, that's nonsense, that's not true. That's some of the abuse of childhood that can take place in families. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Going ahead to our next insight, your lower ego power voice, the blending of your ego energy and mind, is leading you to think that you deserve to be disrespected by others, particularly if you do or think something they don't like or they see as being wrong, that you deserve to be treated with disrespect. Your ego energy is tracking you into this direction. It's leading you to see yourself as less equal and less worthy in social settings than you truly are. So you become less than. Others are better than you are. This energy is the fostering this kind of way of understanding and experiencing these broader social contexts. And it's leading you to see yourself as less significant and less important than others are. You devalue yourself as a result of the nature of this ego energy, this lower ego power energy. And it's leading you to send messages to others that say you don't respect yourself and others shouldn't either. So the energy is coming through to other people about how much or how little you respect yourself. And in a way, it's kind of saying to them that they can get away with that too. And if they're less healthy people, egoically speaking, meaning they have ego power, high ego power issues, or high ego vulnerability issues in particular, they may come to exploit that. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I have one more insight before we go to our next break. Your lower ego power voice, that blending of your mind and your ego energy, is leading you to think that you don't have the right to influence others, that you don't have the right. And it's leading you to treat yourself as a second-class citizen in social settings, that person who is meant to be the follower rather than the leader, the person who's not allowed to assert themselves or express themselves, even if they may be wrong. It's leading you to subtly tell others that they don't have to pay attention to you and perhaps should just ignore you. Again, you're sending messages via the energy, through the subtle mannerisms, the failure to express yourself in places that you should, that maybe you're not worth listening to. People shouldn't pay attention to you, or maybe they should just ignore you. And it's also leading you to block yourself from appropriately asserting and participating in social settings. Earlier I said that people are often inviting a person, but they're refusing the invitation. They're staying in the background and not asserting themselves. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to getting along with people, particularly people we don't know very well and don't know us very well. We'll be looking at ego's impact on the connection that is actually a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from the God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of experiencing healthy interactions and developing healthy relationships with people. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego power who are failing to be their divinity when they meet with people. We'll start with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with people. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when disempowerment weakens their ability to interact with people with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly interacting with people that embraces the opportunity to get to know each other, to grow relationships, and being able to recognize the presence of God in others. When lower ego power and disempowerment is leading you to avoid or withdraw from interacting with people due to concerns about how they may view, treat, or accept you, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is towards yourself. We must bring unconditional love for ourselves into our interactions with people that does not fill us with these concerns. When your lower ego power and disempowerment are distancing you from offering love in your thoughts, words, and actions when meeting with people, you're not being the connective love God is. We must be free to offer our love in these ways so that healthy connections can be formed and allow for continued growth of relationships socially emotionally and spiritually. When your lower power and disempowerment are burdening you with the absence of unconditional love for yourself, when meeting with people, you're not being the unburdened love God is. We must bring the comfort and joy of love for ourselves into meeting people so that we're not weighed down by unneeded concerns about how they may see or treat us. When your lower power and disempowerment are limiting the amount of love for yourself and others, you can bring to meeting with people, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The participation in social experiences with unlimited love for ourselves and others will give them opportunity to bear fruit and to enhance all who partake in them, when a healthy sharing of ideas and opinions can take place. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Now we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when meeting with people. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when disempowerment is leading them to dishonor and disrespect themselves and allowing others to do so when meeting with them. Your divinity involves recognizing, honoring, and respecting yourself as you interact with people so that you can receive the respect you deserve when participating in activities and conversations with them. When your lower ego power and disempowerment are leading you to dishonor and disrespect with tolerance of inappropriate attacks and destructive criticisms, you're not being the life God is. The healthy empowerment of yourself with ego medicine will allow you to draw the line for those who would seek to treat you this way and then have them know the respect that you have for yourself. When your lower ego power and disempowerment are leading you to dishonor and disrespect with rejection of your right to freely express yourself, you're not being the life God is. The healthy empowerment of yourself with ego medicine will allow you to openly express yourself and remove any blockages to this expression based on concerns regarding your right to do so. When your lower ego power and disempowerment are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself with rejection of invitations from others to participate in activities and discussions, you're not being the life God is. The healthy empowerment of yourself with ego medicine will allow you to accept these invitations and respect the contributions you have to make to others. When ego is getting in the way, and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with people in work, play, and social settings. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's been designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity that is rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower ego power and disempowerment have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to interact with people within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not consumed with concerns about their right to exert influence on others they meet with. Our divinity involves healing and transformation in which we are willing to meet with people while seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and them, that can lead to social, emotional, and spiritual growth when it is not being obscured by doubts about our ability to participate within these experiences. It involves healing and transformation in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding from both ourselves as well as others that can lead to social, emotional, and spiritual growth as we interact with them that is unencumbered by the distortion and distance brought forth by doubt and rejection of one's actively and openly coming to know others and they coming to know us. When lower ego power and disempowerment is keeping you at a distance from knowing truth and understanding about yourself and others that can promote social, emotional, and spiritual growth, you're not being the energy God is. The healthy empowerment of yourself with ego medicine will welcome opportunities for you to be yourself, get to know others, and they getting to know you. When lower ego power and disempowerment is keeping you from learning truth and understanding about the humanity and divinity which exists within all people, you're not being the energy God is. The healthy empowerment of yourself with ego medicine will allow you to recognize the truth of God's presence which exists in all people. When lower ego power and disempowerment is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about your divinity, you're not being the energy God is. The healthy empowerment of yourself with ego medicine will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding about the divinity which exists within you and which can be of service to yourself and all people. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego power and difficulty interacting with people in healthy ways, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you. I hope what I have shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.